This is Morning Edition on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. President Trump has plans to build a wall along the southern border and deport millions of undocumented immigrants. And he's already issued a travel ban aimed at several Muslim countries. But now there are signs of a reverse effect, that the United States is being walled off from abroad. College recruiters say international students are worried about coming to America, and not just those from Mexico or Muslim countries. For KUOW's politics team, David Hyde has more.
Job Korb-Nice recruits international students for Seattle Pacific University, and he says something unusual happened on his most recent trip. Almost every student wanted to talk about politics.
The icebreaker conversation was mostly comments about, what do you think of Trump? And are you happy with him as your president?
Then he said the conversation quickly moved to,
what is Trump doing with the immigration executive orders? And then students are very interested in my perspective on whether they will be safe in the U.S. So our conversations are much about, can I come to the U.S.? Should I come to the U.S.? Will I be safe in the U.S.?
But the other odd thing is, Korb-Nice wasn't on a recruiting trip to one of the seven banned countries. He wasn't even in the Middle East. He was in Norway. Jean-Darc Campbell runs the International Student Recruiting Program at Bellevue College. He's been hearing very similar things from international students.
There is a fear. It's more fear that foreigners are not welcome to the United States. So I think that is a message.
Campbell says he and other recruiters are hearing this from students all over the world, including Japan, which has been a close ally of the United States. Gene Baker has had similar experiences as a recruiter for South Seattle College.
Because of the political environment here, yeah, they are concerned.
Baker's not talking about any of the seven banned countries either. He recently returned from a recruiting trip to China, Vietnam, and Indonesia.
They do voice their concern. And we are a little bit concerned about that, too, because I'm sure it will affect our enrollment numbers.
Nobody knows exactly how student enrollment to the United States could be affected, but some of the numbers coming into the region this winter are suggestive. The University of Washington saw a 7% drop in applications from Chinese students compared to last year, and the University of British Columbia reported a 14% increase. Of course, there are many factors that could explain those differences. It's not at all clear if it has anything to do with the presidential race, when we did hear a lot of this.
China.
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 Esther Brimmer is executive director for the Association of International Educators. She says the reality is some international students are now asking,
will they be next? They are not from one of the seven countries currently on the list in the executive order, but they have a deep sense of concern and unease. The arbitrary way in which this executive order was issued without any real review means that there's real uncertainty among students who are concerned that their country could be the next one on the list.
Brimmer also worries this could mean a big drop in international student applications next year. But should Washingtonians care about that?
In Washington State, $825 million of financial contributions come from international students and their families. That means nearly 8,000 jobs.
Ann Brimmer says some of that money also helps subsidize tuition costs for in-state students. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.